We know some more about Friday night's shooting near the University of California, Santa Barbara. 7 people, including the suspect, are dead. 13 more were wounded, and nobody can really say why. NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
St. Mark's University Parish sits just yards away from a few of the locations where the gunman fired shots Friday night. You could say the church is in a strange place, nestled right next to rows of University of California, Santa Barbara frat houses, student housing, and liquor stores and pizza joints. But last night, at St. Mark's weekly Sunday 7 p.m. student mass, it seemed the church was exactly where it needed to be. St. Mark's was full of students and other members of the UCSB community. Father John Love spoke bluntly to their pain.
We can ask that question that's asked after a tragedy. Where was God on Friday night? I can't answer that question. I don't pretend to know the answers to those difficult questions. Life sometimes doesn't make sense.
Just 2 nights before, in that same neighborhood, a suspect authorities have identified as Elliot Roger fatally stabbed 3 UCSB students at his nearby apartment complex before shooting and killing 3 more students in the area surrounding St. Mark's. He began shooting just before 9:30 p.m. Friday night outside of a sorority house. The suspect proceeded through the neighborhood and fired shots outside of a deli. Sam Hassan, who manages that deli, said on Sunday that he knew the suspect. He ordered food there almost daily.
He was really very polite, very nice guy. He doesn't talk too much, but, you talk to him and he nods and smiles and he leaves. He was really, really a nice guy.
After shooting at that deli, Roger continued firing from his black BMW throughout the neighborhood. He hit pedestrians and bikers with the car and engaged in a gunfight with authorities. He later crashed and was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Just hours before the rampage, Roger emailed the 140-page manifesto to his family and others, calling for a day of retribution where he would take revenge for not being able to find a girlfriend and for women not having sex with him. Roger also posted several YouTube videos where he spoke of his sexual frustrations and his desire to take them out on humanity.
It's not fair. You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me. But I will punish you all for it.
A member of Roger's family alerted authorities of his behavior, and police visited his apartment in late April. But they didn't search his room. Roger, in his manifesto, wrote that had police searched his apartment and found his guns, it would have been, quote, all over. Sunday night, third-year UCSB student Stephanie Liu spoke for many.
It's definitely been really an emotional roller coaster, to say the least.
And Liu says professors have seen that and are giving students some leniency on classwork.
Some of my professors have emailed out to be like, hey, if you need to take it easy this weekend, no worries, we understand, and just checking in on us to make sure that we were safe.
But the school year isn't over until mid-June. In the coming days, the UCSB community, shaken so deeply, will have to get back to work. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Santa Barbara.